What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, I landed at the wrong airport, okay? So, apparently, my flight back to America with British Airways is from Oslo Airport. The airport I landed at, as you guys can see, is called Torp Sandefjord Lufthavn. Now, this actually happened to me before in Rome, okay? You see, sometimes you wouldn't know any better, unfortunately. Sometimes airports have the same city name, even though they're really not part of that city. For example, this airport is about 2 hours away from Oslo City. Mm-hmm. Even though on the internet it said Oslo, this airport is 2 hours away from Oslo, meaning that I have to take a bus, or in my case, a train to Oslo, because that's where my plane is from. Now, fortunately for me, I have 17 hours here, so it's totally fine for me to wait for a transportation, okay? So, I bought a ticket, as you guys can tell. This ticket cost 329 kroms, divide by 11. This is a $30 ticket, okay? This is a $30 train ticket from here to Oslo, okay? As you guys can see, this ticket actually cost more than the plane ticket here from Warsaw, okay? So I have to wait for the shuttle bus, which is gonna come in this area, okay? So if any of you guys out there come to this airport thinking it's Oslo and you'll be able to catch your flight back to America, no. Look at the code name, okay? Look at the three-letter airport code and make sure it's the one that corresponds to your actual flight back to America, okay? So for me, other than wasting $30 on a train ticket to go to Oslo, there is no negative consequence for me. So making this video to let you guys know that just be careful when, especially when you're flying small, especially when you're flying like cheaper airlines, you gotta be careful, guys. You gotta be careful, because the reason why it might be so cheap to get a $9 ticket versus a $50 ticket is because, you know, the $9 ticket is gonna go from Warsaw to a small airport like this that really doesn't get much traffic. But then you have to buy a $30 ticket to go to the actual airport that you should have went to if you had paid, you know, $40-$50 rather than $9. Again, for me, other than, you know, $30 for the train ticket and an extra hour and a half, 2 hours to get to Oslo, now there is no negative consequence for me. But again, for you guys out there who do what I do, you fly cheap, because the best way to fly cheap, again guys, is simply Norse Airlines. You take Norse Airlines. Best thing to do, guys, honestly, so you don't do this mistake again, take Norse Airline from America, take it to Gatwick in the UK, and then from Gatwick you can then take a flight from Gatwick to anywhere else in Europe. Even if you have to take the train from Gatwick to London Heathrow. I don't know how it works, but long story short, I want you guys to understand that be very, very careful when it comes down to the airport code, actual code, okay? Don't let the city names fool you, okay? You got two airports in Rome. You got Fiumicino, and then you got Cappuccino. Those are two different airports. Oslo, you have Oslo Airport, and then you have this airport. You know, I don't know why it said Oslo on kayak, but it is what it is, guys. So, point of the video, make sure that the codes on the airports that you're landing in and taking another plane to, especially when you book separately. As you guys know, I booked this trip separately, you know. Getting from Warsaw to Oslo was one ticket, and then getting from Oslo to Miami is another ticket, okay? So, Oslo is one ticket, Miami is another ticket, so the plane I'm gonna take from Miami to London, that's the one that's gonna take me from London to Miami, no problem. So I don't have to worry, because that ticket is a ticket that's bought to go to Miami, and no matter how many stops I have to do, that's for them to take care of, not me. But because I bought this ticket as a standalone ticket from Warsaw to Oslo, it's my responsibility to make sure that this airport would have been actual Oslo Airport. But again, other than $30 and maybe 2 hours, I'm not out anything. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.